Monday, July the 13th. Bert has been talking to Mrs. Singh. He speaks fluent Hindi. He says she has found some indecent magazines under the lino in the bathroom. An heirloom from that creep Lucas. Mr. Singh is outraged. He has written to the estate agents to complain that his house has been defiled. Bert showed me one of the magazines. They are not indecent in my opinion, but then I am a man of the world. I have put it under my mattress with the big and bouncies. It is called Amateur Photographer. Tuesday, July the 14th. Bert's social worker came round tonight. She is called Katie Bell. She talked to Bert in a stupid way. She said that Bert had been offered a place in the Alderman Cooper Sunshine Home. Bert told her that he didn't want to go. Katie Bell said that he has got to go. Even my father said that he felt sorry for Bert. But not sorry enough to invite Bert to live with us permanently, I noticed. Poor Bert. What will happen to him? Wednesday, July the 15th. Bert has moved in with the Singhs. Mr. Singh fetched Sabre's kennel, so it is official. Bert looks dead happy. His favourite food is curry. Pandora has allowed me to touch her bust. I promise not to tell anyone, but there was nothing to tell, really. I couldn't tell where her bust began through all the layers of underclothes, dress, cardigan and anorak. I am reading Sex, the Facts by Dr. A.P.G. Haig. Thursday, July the 16th, 11 a.m. My father got his redundancy check today. He did cowboy whoops up and down the hall. He has asked Doreen Slater to go out with him to celebrate. Guess who Maxwell's babysitter is going to be? Yes, dear diary, you guessed right. It is I. 11 p.m. Maxwell has only just gone to sleep. Pandora rang up at 9:30 and asked how I was doing. I couldn't hear her properly because Maxwell was screaming so loudly. Pandora said I should try putting vodka in some hot milk and forcing it down his vile throat. I have just done it, and it worked. He is not a bad kid when he is asleep. Friday, July the 17th, full moon. My precious love leaves these shores tomorrow. I am going to the airport to see her off. I hope her plane won't suffer from metal fatigue. I have just checked the world map to see where Tunisia is, and I am most relieved to see that Pandora won't have to fly through the Bermuda Triangle. If anything happened to my love, I would never smile again. I have bought her a book to read during the flight. It is called Crash, by a bloke called William Goldenstein III. It is very good on what to do if the worst happens. Saturday, July the 18th. Pandora read the Crash book in the coach on the way to the airport. When her flight was called, she had slight hysterics and her father had to carry her up the steps. I waved to the plane until it had retreated into a large cloud. Then I sadly got on a coach and came back home. How I will get through the next fortnight, I don't know. Good night, my Tunisian beauty. Sunday, July the 19th, 5th after Trinity. Stayed in bed and looked at Tunisia on the map.